I can think of others. Reverend Meyer, a pastor at Stanbury United Methodist Church for a long time whenever I was in my formative years. And right after Reverend Meyer was a pastor by the name of Randy DeMasters, who was just going into ministry at that time. And he loved youth. And it was during my 4th, 5th, and 6th grade years when he was there. And that's when I heard or felt my call in the ministry. Although I ignored it for some years, that was the first time I became aware of that calling. Dr. Carlin, a doctor friend that you've heard me talk about in services before, a medical doctor. Reverend Dr. Glenn Wiggs, you've heard a lot of Glenn Wiggs without even realizing it. I call him Glennisms. He was always coming off with something that Jamie and I just laughed about. But wisdom, that was true. But anyway, on and on and on. I can't forget Stanbury United Methodist Church and all the people that are a part of that church. So, you know, when we think about this, we can really do it on several levels, can't we? On one level, we can remember our biological or our adoptive families. Just for a minute, think about the consequences if our parents would have married someone else. Think about the consequences if, for instance, in an adoptive situation, our parents chose not to adopt us. On one level, we can remember our biological and adoptive families. On another level, we remember one or more people, say maybe a teacher, who gave of themselves and they changed your life. Many of you may be thinking of people, teachers, maybe preachers, maybe Sunday school teachers. I mean, who knows? You're thinking back right now to those people who have maybe redirected your life in a direction that was more healthy and good. And yet another level is to remember all of our biblical faith, those in our biblical past, all of those in the history of the church, and all of those in the history of this church, First United Methodist Church, that because of their love, because of their support, because of their saying yes to God, we are in this place today. Are in this place today. When you think about it, if one of these people made a different decision somewhere along the way, we would be different and we may not even be here today. Have you ever thought about that? If Noah had said no to God, where would we be today? How about Moses? If Moses would have said no to God, where would we be today? Now, I don't want you to fall asleep on me here. I'm really wanting you to think about this. If Moses would have said no to God, where would we be today? Or how about through the ages to Mary and Joseph, Jesus' parents? If they had said no to God, where would we be today? If you know, we don't think about this much, but in the freedom that God gives us, I think this was a possibility. What if Jesus would have said no to God? Where would we be today? Think about the United States if Christianity never existed. You never know, if us Christians don't stand up and start doing something, we may have never realized, as far as the United States, that Christianity ever did exist. I hope that hurt a little bit. It's time to stop being the silent majority. But that's another sermon. If folks that began this church 160 years ago decided not to have a United Methodist Church in Warsaw, where would we be today?